friends. How are you today? My name is Crystal. Thank you so much for tuning in to Operations Model in MVNO today. Our topic today is, Manage Operations in MVNO. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your user's sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. A traditional wireless operator serving a significant number of business customers may decide to add wireless access support to its product and expand its customer base, thereby preserving customer ownership. A full MVNO can share the application with an existing ASP or use other similar relationships to target the enterprise market with a managed VPN service. It is clear that the existence of MVNOs must be taken into account when defining a technical solution for MVPN, as it may be a specific type of mobile operator. An operator of a mobile virtual network (MVNO) is a provider of wireless communication services that does not own the wireless network infrastructure on which it provides services. For this reason, mobile operators offer full access to the network and all its services, but sometimes an MVNO does not want to join the network operation. Mind appealed to EU regulators, citing provisions requiring certain MNOs to allow new entrants and interconnections, but to no avail. Analysts such as Pyramid Research define MVNO as a company that offers end users mobile voice and data services under a subscription contract without access to spectrum. The definition also states that an MNO must negotiate in order to obtain a license to use its spectrum on the same spectrum as its competitors. This agreement provides for roaming, data access and voice services. The latter were requested by Sense Communications but rejected. MNOs are defined to cover all activities of an organization that provides mobile services but does not issue its own license. This definition indicates that MVNOs differ depending on the extent to which they are dependent on devices on the host mobile network. On the other hand, there are those who are primarily mobile operators, such as small mobile operators (SMOs). Such MVNOs would require extensive networking with fixed and mobile networks and would be heavily dependent on mobile networks for the minimum services they could provide themselves if they did not have a license to use the spectrum. Most MVNOs come onto the market and only target prepaying customers who offer their services as a nice added value. This would allow the network operator MVNO to concentrate on its core business and expand its tailor-made services. They would have minimal investment in network infrastructure and would focus on their core services such as voice, video and data services. Assuming that the incumbent sells its infrastructure to the MVNO, no additional investment in network infrastructure or other infrastructure components is required. Depending on the situation, an MVNO can buy one or more infrastructure components from the operator and pay accordingly. For example, an MVNO can only use the operator's network or set up components for customer support and deployment. It can use an operator's network charging system, but has no control over pricing, billing, customer service, and other infrastructure components. The first commercially successful MVNO in the UK was Virgin Mobile, which launched in the UK in 1999 and now has over 4 million customers in the UK. By supplementing your existing landline with mobile phones, you can offer even more value as part of a bundled offer, such as a mobile phone, tablet or tablet, service only. Amdocs Compact Convergence Solution covers the full spectrum of Liberty Global's multi-apartment business model to provide a managed service model. Amdocs has provided a similar solution in the UK, allowing Liberty Global to launch mobile operations in the Netherlands, Switzerland and Hungary. Two of the new Liberty Global MVNOs have been deployed in these markets to leverage the solution's diverse rental capacities and ensure a consistent customer experience by defining, managing and operating costs efficiently. In addition, Amdocs hosts 5 markets on a single managed service platform, including mobile, tablet and tablet services, as well as broadband and data services. The agreement will enable Rakuten Mobile to focus on developing and expanding its service presence while developing operational maturity and automation capabilities, as well as expanding its portfolio of disruptive services. Nokia's operational support services enable the company to maintain its growing LTE coverage in Japan while ensuring the reliability of the newly launched services, while at the same time being able to build its mobile network infrastructure, which will evolve rapidly to enable 5G services, in Rakuten Mobile's cloud environment. Nokia is enabling breakthrough integration of the company's mobile network infrastructure with its cloud services. Thank you all for joining us again on Operations Model in MVNO. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.